I got a word today for somebody, and I pray to encourage you. Now, I'm going to give you the title of my message. My wife laughed when I told her it. She's like, that's kind of funny, babe. I said, I know, but the truth is God gave me this word, and I preached it over at, for our friends, and I built it up for this morning, different things for our particular church. But God gave me this word to share, and the title of my message right now is entitled, Stepping Into What You're Made For. Now, my wife laughed because she's like, you can't even like step right now. I said, I know. But that's the hilarious part. Because sometimes you got to step into what God has called. Sometimes you're going to go running to it. Sometimes you're going to hobble your way to it. Sometimes you're going to crawl your way to it. Sometimes they're going to carry you into it. But by God, we're going to step into what God called us and made us to do. Shout amen. So I want you to grab your Bibles, because, you know, and then on top of that, we got to raise an extra $1 million. Just a little bit. Anybody got an extra million laying around? Praise God. Holla at your boy. You know what I mean? And I'm like, praise God, you know? So don't worry. My ankle's taped up. I feel like I'm in the game right now. We're taped up, spatted up. We're ready to go, you know? And we're going to lay it all on the field. Let's go, somebody, right? We're going to lay it all on the field. But thank you for being in faith with us, because yes, things are coming every direction, but I know there's nothing that can stop what God wants to do when his people come together, and we're going to do this. How many believe we're going to raise that extra million? Come on. How many believe we're going to do it? Okay. I need you to shout a little louder. How many believe we're going to raise that extra million? That's right. Okay. Come on, Irvine. Come on, online. And so let's respond in faith and let's get this thing done. Let's give sacrificially. I know God's going to do a miracle, but I want to talk today. And I'm going to sit, okay? I know I love standing for the word. And let me just kind of, you're like, what are you doing? I'm revving the engine. No, I'm just joking. The blood just flows, you know what I mean? Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 through 35. And we're going to read here a particular text in the Bible where Peter's going to walk on water, but I want to look at how he got to that part. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. Tell someone next to you, Jesus made him get in the boat. Just say it. I love this text because some things God will ask you to do and other things God will make you do. Like he's going to make you do it because it needs to get done in your life. He made them get in. Say, tell your neighbor, he's going to make you do it. Sister, he's going to make you do it. Now, you don't like that type of preaching. Nobody tells me what to do. That's your problem. Come on. So made him get in. Now, let's kind of. He said he made him get in the boat. And he says to go ahead of him to where? To the other side. He's like, go to the other side, okay? God was like, we got places to go. I didn't even know Pastor Benny was going to preach this last week, which just thank God for Pastor Benny. How many love Pastor Benny? He's such a man of God. I love him. But we both preaching the same word, so God was downloading it to us. But to the other side, it says, while he dismissed the crowd, it says, and after he had dismissed them, he went up to the mountainside by himself to pray, and later that night, he was there alone. Just a side note, if Jesus prayed, how many know we're going to need to pray? Okay, so, like, I don't need to pray. Well, Jesus prayed. And unless you're stronger than Jesus, come on now, right? He prayed. Let's continue here. Verse 24, it says, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind that was against it. It says, shortly before dawn, Jesus went to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and they said, it's a ghost. It's La Llorona. Like, it's a ghost. They said, and they cried. I think that's hilarious because I find it interesting. Like, as soon as like the storms and you know, trials start hitting, they totally abandon their faith. And they're like, it's a ghost. And that's kind of the picture of what happens to some believers, that as soon as times get tough, we abandon our faith and start going to all kinds of other stuff. You know, well, I got this crystal. I don't need no crystal. I need the cross. You know, well, you know, the feng shui and the what are we talking about? Feng nothing. Come on. You need Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, they're like, it's a cold. Like, Llorona, you know, the Bloody Mary. Like, no, listen. Come on, somebody. Don't lose your, tell your neighbor, don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. Okay? So they're like, no, it's not. Just like, chill out. Don't trip apple chip in his eye. Don't be afraid. Verse 28. Peter says, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Notice Peter said, I want to go do what you're doing on the water. He says, 29, come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat And the Bible says, what did he do? He walked on the water. It says, and he came toward Jesus, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And what happened? He began to sink and cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, caught him, and he said, you have little faith. He said, why did you doubt? And when, notice it said little faith, like little faith? I mean, it was walking on water. If walking on water is little faith, we all gonna need to get saved after this service all the time. But I'll break it down here in a second what it actually meant. It's a little faith. You doubt. Verse 32, he says, and when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshiped him. What did they do? They, because it's always about worship, and saying, truly you are the Son of God. I want to talk today, tell my messages, step into what you're made for. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We came here this morning, God, not to hear the word of man, but to hear the word of the Lord. Father, I pray that you would move in this service, God. And my prayer this morning, God, is that, yeah, thank you, Lord. This is no theatrics. This is about us rising up to be what you called us to be. This is about us making a physical step for a spiritual implication that nothing is going to stop us doing what you called us to do. And God, my prayer is for somebody within the sound of my voice that is in this room in Irvine online that'll be out at Espanol service, that God, you would speak to them. That God, no matter what comes against them, they are still anointed to walk on water. That we will do the impossible. That we will see full restoration. That we will get to where you're calling us to be. Father, let us do the impossible to see the miraculous, to give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. All of God's people say amen. Give God a hand clap. Tell three people. Come on. Tell three people you're going to walk on water, and then you may be seated. Come on. Tell them that. Say you may walk on water. You're going to walk on water. Tell them. And then tell somebody else, say, step into what you're made for. Tell them that. Step into what you're made for in Jesus' name. You know, I'm coming to realize at this place that we're in, you know, I'm in a battle. I'm in a fight. Anybody else in a fight? Come on now. That's right. That's right. Yes, we are. And I'm realizing that when we're in these type of battles, that trials don't build you. How you go through trials builds you. I'll say it one more time. Trials don't build you. How you go through trials builds you. Because two people can go through the same situation. One will come out with better faith. The other one will come out bitter. So it's not what you go through. It's how you go through it. And I'm really having to check myself. So if not anything, if your life is all awesome and wherever you walk, roses grow, pray for your pastor right now, okay? Pray for your boy, because right now we in a fight. And I'm realizing that I have to check myself how I'm going through it. Because if I just go through it, then I won't grow through it. So it's not what I go through, it's how I go through it. Tell your neighbor, how you going? How you going? How you going through it? Say, how you going through it? How you going through it, right? And I have to, like, let's just be real, okay? Like, let's be, when this stuff, when stuff like this happened, like, man, I was so frustrated this last week. Oh, you don't get frustrated? Why are you looking at me like that? I was like, I can't even get the water. Come here, water bottle. I'm so frustrated, you know? Like, I'm like, I can't go to the gym, and I can't, I'm like, I feel, I just be like, bleh, you know? And I'm like going through physical therapy, and I'm like, ain't nobody got time for rolled ankles right now. I got things to do, you know? And I'm just like, I got to check myself. Hold on, Lord, because you're going to start getting the flesh. Nobody gets in the flesh. Talk to me, honest people. You start getting, but you got to be like, no, Lord, hold on, Lord. There's something you're trying to speak through me through this. You are trying to grow and develop me into a version that's going to be needed of Josiah for this next season. And I'm telling somebody today, that's why I felt I had to be here. Like I said, I just said, I gotta get there. I don't care if they have to carry me there. I gotta be on crutches there. If I gotta crawl there, I don't care if I'm there. I was like, I gotta just tell somebody who's coming to church today that what you're going through is gonna develop you and build you into the person God has called you and me to be for where he's taking our families. Shout amen. Where he's taking our families. And yes, we're building God's kingdom. And yes, I know that we're in a season of expansion for us as a church family. And we're, you know, making, I believe, history for Southern California to turn a former Walmart into the house of God that hasn't been done in my lifetime, at least seen here in Orange County. And we're about to disrupt the darkness. Come on, somebody. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Amen. And we're going to see God be saved. And us who are people of faith, we should be excited about that. Like, thank God that he's going to bring, he's moving. Amen. And so in that, those times, it says, okay, God, then all of this, Lord, you're going to develop me into that. And Lord, I want to see your hand move in my life and how we do that. And one thing I want to tell you as well, because I'm just, this is where we're at, okay? And if this doesn't apply to you, well, then just like I said, God bless you. You might need this one day. But one thing I'm realizing is that the fight is never about who you are today. It's always about who you're becoming. Okay? It's not about where you're at now. Like the battles, the fights, the attacks on your children, because some of us, you know, you're like, it's not the attack I'm going through, but the attack I see on my kids, or the attack I see on my spouse, or the attack you see on your family. And I want to tell you is that attack is never about where you're at today. It's always about where you're going, who you're becoming, what God is developing in you. And so, yeah, you can clap right there. To God be the glory. It's about where we're going, and that's what excites me about serving God. Like, why do I continue this? I'm going 25 years serving the Lord. Why does it excite me serving God? It excites me because it reminds me that why I serve him is not because of where I've been or even where I'm at, but it's where I'm going. It's where God's taking your family, your legacy, your life, your children, your marriage, where God is taking us as a church. It's not about, let's just, think about where we, and don't get me wrong, we thank God for our history. We thank God what God's done in the past. But the truth is, we're not in the past. We're fighting for where we're going. Come on, somebody. That's what the fight is for. So that's what this is about. And I want to just deposit that into you, because God is so committed to who you're becoming that he will even disrupt your comfort. Oh, Lord. I'll say it like this. God is even more committed to who you're becoming than you are. And that's why this verse spoke to me last week, and then I rolled my ankle. Praise God. Good one. Oh, Lord, help me. I had to go to physical therapy, and my son's like, oh, yeah, they're going to get you. I'm like, where's the sympathy? Where's like, Dad, how you doing? You know? He's like, it's your turn. I'm like, hold the phone here. What's going on around here, man? You know? But that's why I love this verse, because the Bible says, watch verse 22, the Bible says Jesus made them get in the boat. Go to verse 22, put on the table. It says immediately, watch, read it together with me. It says immediately Jesus, what did he do? He made the disciples get into the boat. He made them. He didn't ask them, he made them get into the boat. It's like the parents when you tell your kids, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. Right? Clean your room. And they want to debate. Well, no, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, take a shower. Come on. Can I get a good church? Amen. Right? I'm not asking. They want to debate. Like, well, can't. No, it's not a debate. I'm telling you. Okay, this was Jesus telling his disciples, I'm telling you, get in the boat. Made them. You better get in the boat, Rambo. You know what I'm saying? Like, get in the boat. Don't even look. You know what I'm saying? And so the way I read it was he had to make them, okay? They didn't want to get in the boat. Why did they not want to get in the boat? Because in context, Jesus had been doing miracles and the disciples were gaining popularity. And disciples were like, we got it good right here. We're going to get free Chick-fil-A. I mean, we go to everywhere. Everybody knows us. They were getting real comfortable where they're at. But God was more committed to who they were becoming. Why did God make them get into the boat? Because Peter had an appointment with the water. Oh, Lord. I come to tell somebody, you got an appointment with the water. You didn't hear what I said? You have an appointment with the water. You have an appointment, and God can't show you the miracle in a comfortable place. He got to get you in the water. He got to make you get in the storm. He got to make you so you can see the impossible. But you got to get in the boat. You got to get in the boat. Tell your neighbor, get in the boat. Tell your second choice, you too, get in the boat. Get in the boat. Because God cannot show you the miracle of water walking if you're not in the boat. Get in the boat. Get in the Bible college. Get in the boat. Get into this vision God's doing. Get on the boat. I'm kind of comfortable. I'm kind of good. Get in the boat. Get into serving. Get in the boat. Get into growth track. Get in the boat. Get to the altar. Get in the boat. Get in your word. Get. God's like, get on the boat, man. I'm trying to make you into something. Get on the boat. Don't make me. I will drag you. And some of y'all still running. And go, and you're like, I'm not going to get in the boat. I'm done. Oh, here we go. Get in the boat. Come on. Shout, get in the boat. Shout, get in the boat. Tell three people, he's talking to you. Get in the boat. Say, he's talking to you. Get in the boat. Get in the boat. And I call it the Christian frustration. Because some of y'all know God's been telling you to get in the boat. He's been telling you, get on this boat. Yeah, quit playing. Get on the boat. Get in the boat. Get in the boat. Get in this boat. Get on. And you're like, no. And let's be honest, it's exhausting. It's exhausting not surrendering to God. I call it a frustrated faith. When you know what God's telling you to do, but you won't do it. And the boat's right there. He's like, and you're like, but God. God's like, get in this boat right now because you have an appointment with the water. Get in this boat. 4 years ago, 2019, the year before COVID hit, the church was going. Kids, things are great, right? All was going on, and none of us knew, of course, COVID was going to hit. I mean, God had given us a word, the year of alignment, but 2019, in an intense prayer time, October is a real intense prayer month for me. That's when I start. September, October, I start preparing for the new year, and I get my mind kind of, okay, God, what are you doing? And so October is kind of my intense prayer and fasting intercession month, and so. In 2019 of October, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Josiah, would you risk it all again? And I was like, well, like how much? Because you know, I was praying, you know, Lord. And he said, would you risk it all again? And I'm like, well, because if you're going to become what I'm calling you to become, you're going to have to risk it all again. And I said, okay. Careful what you say. I said, yes, Lord, we'll do it. I said, Father, yes, amen. COVID would hit, this and that, and then we would actually release, many of you know, in 2020, we said, God's calling us to expand again, and then COVID hit, we had to put a pause on it. Little did I know that COVID will actually cause, right, what's going on with everybody going online, so then retailers would let go of big box stores, so now the Walmart came. So God was all in control. He was setting us up. Tell your neighbor, you're set up. You're getting set up. Right, you're getting set up. So now we're in a season of doing this. So how do you know if you're supposed to walk on water and get in the boat? Point number one, write this down. I got to move quick here. Number one, you got to ask God before stepping out. You have to ask God. So I know I threw a lot of things out there. Get in the boat, right? You got to ask God. Start tithing. Get in the boat. God can't show you a miracle if you ain't tithing. Say, get in the boat. See, I got no amens right there. I said, get in the boat. God can't show you a miracle if he's speaking to you to give us a significant offering, but you won't get in the boat. God can't give you the walk on water. Get in the boat. Get into Bible college. Get into growth track. Get into church. Get into salvation. Surrender at the altar. Get married. Stop. You've been living together 3 years. Just get married. Oh, nobody liked that one. Nobody liked that one. Come on. Nobody. Ooh, I got. Just get married. You already. I don't know. You got three kids. Just get married. That's it. You're like, I don't know yet. Come on, somebody. Get in the boat. We can do it right now. There's a pastor right here. We got hit me up, Pastor Louie. Come on. Anyway, sign up at the lobby. Just joking. Come on. Amen. Shout, get in the boat. God is trying to get you in the boat. But you got to ask God, God, what do you want me to do? God will speak to you. So I love here that when it was time for Peter to walk on water, watch this, verse 29. Watch what he says here. Watch what he says. He said, I'm sorry, verse 20. He said, Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you where? on the way. So he asked, Lord, if it's you. So he's praying, God, speak to me if this is you. Because you got to know if it's God. And let me just give you an answer if you know it's God or not. You know it's God is if he said, tell me to come to you. You know it's God if it's going to get you closer to God. God would never bless you to get you further from him. So let me give you a filter how to make a godly decision making. You just have to ask, is this going to get me closer to God or further from God? If it's going to get you further from God, that's not from God. I would never bless my daughter Faith with something that's going to get her away from me. I'm going to bless her with something that's going to bring her closer to me. So whenever something comes to you and you say, Lord, is this you? Ask yourself, is this going to get me further from God or closer to God? So if you get a DM from that ex you know you shouldn't be with, and you go, I was just thinking about him. Is this from God? Then you ask yourself, is this going to get me closer to God? See how it's helping you? You get a text from a friend who says, this weekend, it's on me. Here you are trying to kick that drug habit, but this weekend it's free. And you go, is if I go with on this weekend, is it going to get me closer to God, away from my addiction, or back to my addiction? Is this from God or not of God? Does that make sense? Okay. Just business partnerships, right? You're going to take on a job. Is this going to use my gifts, or is this going to ask me to do something that I know I don't want to do? So you just, so Peter says, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come. He says, it's me, come. And then I like this next here. The Bible says, verse 29, Peter said, then he got, watch this now, go to verse 29. It says, come then, he said, then Peter, what does the Bible says? Then Peter what? Peter what? Peter did what? I like this because sometimes you got to throw down. You just got to get down, right? He got down out of the boat and he walked towards the water. Point number two, write this down. If you're going to step into what you're called to do, at some point you have to operate in faith and take your next step. Someone say operate in faith. At some point, it's going to take faith. At some point, you got to take that step onto the water. Like at some point, because it's great to sing it. Lord, I give you my life. And he's going to say, or you're going to say, I surrender it all. God says, okay, time to surrender. Well, hold on. Wait. Let me tell you something. Wait. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Because he's like, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. He's like, come. Wait, hold on. Okay. So like, for real, you want me to go? You want me to do this? Like right now? Like right now or like later? You know what I mean? At some point, if you're going to step into what God called you to do, you have to take that step of faith. You got to be able to say, I'm going to step out and walk on this water. That's what we did as a church. That's what I feel we're doing right now. And I hope it speaks to you individually. Is we stepped out and walked on water. We said, you know what? We're going to do this. It's going to be crazy. We're just going to step out. And Lord, let's see what happens. And this crazy thing happens. Peter got down. And guess what happened? He's on the water. Bang. On the water. And when he's on the water, he's doing the impossible. Why? Because when you obey God, you will do the impossible. Yeah. You're walking on water. He's on the water. He obeys him. And the miracle of walking on water, listen to me. The miracle of walking on water is that when he was on the water, listen to me now, we think that the water was calm like this stage, like glass, just calm waters. No, there was a storm. That means the waves are like this. So when he was walking on water, he was like, whoa. Because when you obey God, you're not going to just walk on calm waters. You will walk on the crazy waters. Come on, somebody, and do the impossible. People say, how are you doing that? Because I'm obeying God. I'm obeying God in the middle of the storm. And he's under that anointing. He is under that calling. He is under, why? Because he's obeying God and he's walking on water. In the middle of all hell breaking loose, the storm, the water in his face, the waves smacking him. What is going on? I don't know, but I'm just walking on water. I don't know. We're just doing the impossible. I don't know, but we're just doing what God called us to do. I don't know. We're just stepping out because I'd rather be walking in faith than trying to play it safe and not see what God can do. Shout amen. Tell somebody, walk on water. And it's the impossible thing. Now, this is a metaphor. So, I mean, you can go try at your pool at home, try to walk on water, see if it works. Okay? But this is a metaphor. Peter got down and walked on water. Now, why did he walk on water? Because when you obey God's word, you're under his anointing, the supernatural empowerment of God. Okay, don't miss this point. I got to go quick here, okay? The Bible says that Jesus is the anointed one. Jesus Christ. The word Christ is not his last name. Okay, Jesus Christ. Get it? Christ. Christ, not his last name. Christ is what's on. The word Christ is Christos, means the anointed one. The church is called the body of. We are the anointed body of Christ. Christ, the anointing, never leaves. So the supernatural empowerment of God is on his church. So the anointing is on you. When we obey God's word, there is a supernatural empowerment on our lives to do the impossible. So watch this. The anointing is oil. Whenever you put oil on water, what happens to the oil? Separates, and the oil sits on top of the water. When you're under the oil and anointing of God, you're going to get it, you're going to get it, you're going to get it. You can't sink because oil sits on top of water and you're able to walk on the impossible. Come on, give God a shout if you believe it. Say amen. He walks on that water. Why? Because we're in a season we need to operate by faith. And faith is not because everything is okay. Faith is all hell is breaking loose, but I'm still walking on this thing. I'm still walking towards this thing. I ain't going to sit back. I ain't going to fall back. I ain't going to give up. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to just be in depression. And I want to clap for you because you came to church today. You could have stayed home. You could have gave up. You could have went back to your ex. You could have went back to the drug house. You could have went back to your old habits. But you said, I'm going to God's house. I'm going to worship. I'm going to serve him. And God, why? Because I want the anointing of God on my life. Okay, people, I'm so glad you're here. Say, I'm so glad you're here. So glad you're here. Faith will hold you up. But it's the faith of what it looks like, watch this now, on the crazy waters. This morning, I'm just doing my little walk on water. We're like, I'm going to go out there. Well, Pastor, what about wisdom? I thank God for wisdom, but sometimes you got to operate in faith. You didn't hear what I said. You got to operate in faith. And I know it. Don't get me wrong. Okay, it'll be okay. Don't worry. I'll ice it later. Pray for you. Pray for me this week. But I just felt I had to be here today. I had to tell somebody who was being attacked, somebody who's going through hell, somebody that everything around you is trying to tell you, you shouldn't go anymore because look how much the devil is attacking you. Look what you're going through. And they got like, the devil. Look at what's happening to you. And I say, yeah, isn't it miraculous? Some of you shouldn't even be here this morning, but isn't it miraculous? Oh, I don't know who I'm encouraging today. Some of you should have gave up a long time ago, but isn't it miraculous? Isn't it? Why? Because you're stepping into what you were made for. God is committed to who I'm becoming, and I'm committed to who I'm becoming. And so no matter what hell or high water may be thrown at me, my kids, my house, my family, my body, my ankle, my neck, or my back, I gotta keep going forward. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going forward. I gotta live out what God called me to do. I can't go backwards. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody you need faith. Say you need faith. Because you got an appointment with the water. You got an appointment with the water. Point number 3, write this down. I got to wrap this up. Oh, Lord, help me. Fear will sink you. Verse 30. The Bible says, verse 30. But when he saw the wind, he was what? What was he called? He was what? He was what? And he began to what? Why did he sink? Because the waves are crazy. Why did he sink? Because what happened was his tia. Why did he sink? Because his ex. Why did he sink? Because the devil. Why did he sink? Because fear got in him. It's not the water around the boat that sinks the boat. It's only the water that gets in the boat. What'll sink you in this season, what'll sink me in this season, is the moment I let fear get in here. I can't let fear get in here. Because if fear gets in here, then I start sinking. I can't. As soon as fear got in. I'm telling you, your battle is not the devil. Your battle is the fear. You gotta pin your shoulders back. I'm praying a holy confidence come on you. You get a confidence. Confidence. No fear. No, tell somebody to say, no fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. And I already told you what the Holy Spirit told me, because when first attacks, things started happening, I remember what I started saying. I said, man, the devil's mad. That's what I said to the Lord. The devil's mad, Lord. And the Lord was like, not literally, but that's how I felt. The Lord said, stop saying the devil's mad. No, the devil's afraid. He's afraid. That's why he's fighting. Don't let fear get in you. Let me give the definition of faith. Put the definition of faith. Okay, because faith, definition of faith is this: believing what you can't see will happen. What's the definition of faith? Okay, I'm going to give you, don't put it up yet. Get ready. Here's the definition of fear. Get ready, okay? Pay close attention. Here's the definition of fear. Go. Read it, 1, 2, and 3. They missed it. Put the definition of faith back up there. They missed it. Definition of faith. Let's read it, 1, 2, and 3. Believing what you can't see. Okay, now definition of fear. Pay close attention. Watch this. Watch it. Believing. Fear is just faith backwards. All you have to do is correct your faith. Fear is believing what you can't. Oh, it's gonna happen. Dios mío. But faith is saying, no. You don't know God. The devil's gonna have to pay back 7 times. Oh, I'm prophesying. The devil's gonna have to pay you back 7 times. 7 times. Restoration is gonna come to your home. Full restoration is gonna come to your home. Your kids will be saved. Your marriage will be healed. Your body will be restored. Your business will come back. Your life will come back. Your mind is gonna come back. Your hope. Why? Because we got faith to walk on water. Shout hallelujah. Shout amen. Oh God, we love you. Number 4, write this down. I gotta go quick here. Number 4, I'm almost done. How do you step into it? You gotta stay focused on who called you. Don't get caught up in everything else. Jesus said, come, I'm gonna go where Jesus called me to go. God told us to tackle this Goliath and turn a former Walmart into the house of God. We going after this thing with everything we got in Jesus' name. People said, you're crazy, Pastor, you're crazy. They called me crazy when there was 7 chairs in my living room, and they said, you're crazy. And I said, this church will touch the world. They called us crazy. Come on, Art. They called us crazy. We were in a little warehouse, and then we went to the 510. Está loco. We're still crazy. They called us crazy. We went to the Regal Theater, and they said, you guys are crazy. They called us crazy going in here. They called us crazy going to Irvine. They called us crazy starting an Espanol service. They're calling us crazy. Well, guess what? God called us not to walk on calm waters, but on crazy waters. And crazy waters. Shout amen. Tell 2 people crazy waters. Not calm waters. Oh Lord. Lord, if you want to heal my anger.